Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. We're back once again for another episode of the AIP podcast. And today, guess what? We are super, super excited because we've got Sylvia Gedge, the CEO of ScriptString. Sylvia is an entrepreneur with so much experience in business, fintech, digital transformation, and her passion, get this, is in helping others, influencing change, and delivering results. I love that about Sylvia, and her leadership promotes challenging the status quo to deliver innovation and innovative solutions. And now, as president of ScriptString, her diverse skill set is going to cover leadership, technology, finance, and operations. Now, ScriptString is a software firm with a mission to simplify and disrupt how businesses maximize data and technology, and using the ScriptString cloud-native data platform, ScriptString helps businesses to save on cloud technology, data management, and uses AI to do this. So massive, massive warm welcome to you, Sylvia. It's our pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. And for the really warm welcome, I am very excited to be here and chat with you and share a few things about ScriptString. Who I am, what we do, and hopefully you walk away with a little bit more of our inside knowledge. So my name is Sylvia Gedge. I am the CEO of ScriptString. And as you already, I think, included pretty much all the things that we do in your intro, really our goal is to simplify transformation, leveraging data, unleashing the data, and we do that using our natively built ScriptString AI data management and harmonization platform that we're helping our clients really solve those big, big data transformation challenges and getting results and being able to measure impact much, much faster.
That's amazing. Thanks so much, Sylvia, for that quick insight. Let's talk a little bit about you. Tell me about your background. How did this whole career evolve into where you are today with ScriptString?
Thank you. Absolutely. And again, thank you for having me. So throughout my career, I have worked across various industries. I've worked in media, I've worked in distribution, and I've worked in software, primarily focused on strategy, financial management, and digital transformation. And very early on, I got involved in digital transformation in working on a variety of ERP and software implementations. And I loved it. I loved sort of being able to work with the clients, understand their problem, ask questions, build the relationships, and then find sort of how can I make those processes and software work for them. You know, some of it was process re-engineering, it was training, it was, you know, a lot of Excel spreadsheets. You know, I've done sort of a lot of mapping, VLOOKUPs, and all that fun stuff. That's probably not the highlights. But I fell in love with transformation. And my goal was always to look for opportunities using software, how it can be helpful, you know, to financial users, to any data users, anybody that is, you know, trying to do their job, how can I help to use the tools that they have to make that process simpler? And that's really what drew me to ScriptString. It was the opportunity to do something different. And ScriptString, the mission right from the get-go was to create and make something good, and do it using innovation, using technology, and using data. So it was something for me that I knew, and I was very passionate. And I'm super grateful that I took that leap of faith and moved from, you know, working sort of for other people. And I'm part of this amazing team that we have today. We innovate on daily basis, and I'm super proud of the software and the value we have created for our clients.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for giving us that preamble. And so let's dive right in. Tell us a little bit about ScriptString and the solution. How do you close the loop between data, insights, and most importantly, execution of action?
Absolutely. So we solve sort of those big data challenges very often faced with, you know, anybody who's responsible for reporting and working with data. So whether it's accountants, whether it's analysts, whether it's just data sort of product-driven organizations in financial services, investment, sustainability consulting, and as I said, you know, anybody measuring impact. So what we do with our data harmonization, it is meant to speed up the reporting and risk management, and that is sort of our primary focus. So what we do, we automate the end-to-end process from collecting the data to that final output and result and measuring sort of outputs. So ultimately, our users have real-time analytics and are able to be more predictive. So all that manual process of, you know, touching the data sort of throughout, collecting, transforming, mapping, we eliminate that. And really sort of what we hear from our users, you know, they love anybody who is doing this reporting because it's that easy button. Anything that is manual, that long, complicated sort of month-end process, and transforming the data, we give them their time back so they can focus on other value-add activities.
That's very insightful. I think one of the biggest things is that digital transformation and even data transformation as a whole is so kind of common. It's like everybody and their friends, their mother is just doing, you know, this digital and data transformation. Now, how does your solution help people or organizations actually stay ahead of their competition, given that the competition is also on the road to transformation?
Absolutely. And, you know, we use innovation. I mean, that's why we sort of got into this business. It's to be able to help our clients be more productive and stay competitive. And we do that using automation, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and natural language processing. So we've always, from the beginning, from the get-go, rely on smart way of using technology, looking for different ways to get the results, but that are scalable, that, you know, people and organizations don't need to go out and get an army of analysts or, you know, maybe other tools. It's being able to leverage existing tools, but do it in a smarter way. So we rely on automating sort of that end-to-end data flow, using all these different technologies, connecting sort of the dots, so we can make, we can provide sort of the users and their clients with accurate decisions. So as I mentioned before, that process of manually collecting the information, massaging the data, transforming the data. Very often with our clients, we hear, you know, that's great, but, you know, my biggest challenge is data quality. We're like, well, we got you. We have that process solved as well. Any work that is being done sort of manually in Excel spreadsheets, and it's really, it does touch many digital transformation, you know, challenges sort of throughout that data cycle process. We have solved that using sort of the technology that we have built today. So when our sort of customers are speaking sort of with us, they can be confident that the quality of data that we produce and the results, the quality is not compromised. And we are doing that. We have a patent-pending technology where we have automated, and it's an AI-driven quality control validation process. And as well, the way we looked at both structured and unstructured data, we looked at it differently. We created our own unique approach. And again, customers would always be asking us questions. Well, do I need one type of approach for quantitative and another one for qualitative? We're like, no, we got you. We simplify that one approach. And as well, sort of, you know, we very much, you know, data and security and compliance go hand in hand. So we solve that problem as well. Our platform is highly compliant. It's highly secure. We do not store the data. Nobody wants, you know, and everybody's always like, are you storing your data? We're like, no, we are not storing your data. So we removed sort of that barrier as well, and we are served on AWS Gulf Cloud, so super highly secure. So the way we approach it, it's you don't need to invest in people. You can leverage the existing technology, even the legacy systems that you have, but now you have that another tool that is useful and helpful that can bring everything together and get you sort of the results in a much quicker and meaningful way.
Sounds amazing. I love how you collaborate with your clients and you say, we've got you. I love that. So tell me, what's got you for the horizon of ScriptString? What are you working on for the future of ScriptString?
So we have been, I think, organically shifting to corporate sustainability because we do address number of different areas within data and data transformation, security and governance that pivot to corporate sustainability and helping our clients find efficiencies, find opportunities for growth, minimize risk. It's really sort of, you know, putting us in a position where we're on a mission to be that number one data platform for corporate sustainability in North America. We want to help all those organizations that are measuring impact and are trying to build sustainability into their everyday corporate responsibility. It's just good practice. And we really believe sustainability, and this is sort of pulling back on my finance background, it's something that it's good business. Corporate sustainability, it's not just, you know, it's here to stay. It's been around forever, but now I think it's really has transformed about measuring that impact and how we can do it better, how we can do it smarter, and how can we leverage good new tools that are out there to scale that business.
That's super excellent. So I think to wrap us up, what advice would you give to a young female entrepreneur in a very male world of AI, ML, and data?
That's a very good question. I think this is advice probably for both females and males. This is advice that I would give to any tech entrepreneur. It's make innovation part of your strategy, part of your mission, culture, and decision-making process. What we did, we put innovation in the center of everything that we do. And it has really tremendously helped us to build collaborative culture that we have today with our employees, with our customers, and with our partners. So on daily basis, we inspire productivity, we experiment, we share ideas, and we ensure everybody has a voice at the table. And I think sort of, you know, second advice, look at sustainability as an opportunity and make it part of your organizational strategy and part of your innovation practice. So ScriptString is committed towards corporate sustainability, and we have a number of initiatives. But one of the things that I think is a good takeaway is what we do, we support our innovation through applying lean methodology. So it's with the intent that we are optimizing the people, we are optimizing our resources, the effort, and the energy, so it transforms and works and creates value for our customers.
That's super excellent. Well, Sylvia, that's all the time we have for us today on the show. I'd love to get our listeners to stay in touch. Please visit our website at AIPartnershipsCorp.com and find us on YouTube, on LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And once again, my name is Anne Cheng from Supercharge Lab on behalf of the AI Partnerships Corp. Signing off. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne, and thank you for the time today. And if anybody wants to reach out and learn a little bit more about ScriptString, please reach out to me directly. Thank you for having me.